Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. It's a joy to have you with us today. Pastor Ed leads Fellowship Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Today, Pastors Ed and Lisa Young continue our series of Path Through Pain as they share their personal account of dealing with tragedy and trusting God through it. In today's message, Being Seaworthy, they discuss finding an anchor to grasp in the wind and waves of life's turbulent seas. They'll talk about finding peace in the storm. This program is just a glimpse of what Pastor Ed has to offer. From global missions to his latest inspirational books and daily devotionals, there's something for everyone. You can find all of this and more at edyoung.com. And here's an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Download a free chapter of Pastor Ed and Lisa's book, The Creative Marriage, at edyoung.com. In this book, you'll find valuable tools and resources designed to sustain and equip a fulfilling, lasting marriage. Now, let's get into today's message called Being Seaworthy. Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
You know, today, I decided to Google something, Lisa. I Googled how to make an anchor. And there were over 295 million Google results on how to make an anchor.
Only Google.
Yeah, only Google.
Only Google.
Now, as I've told the story before, but let me share it again. We didn't have Google when I was a kid.
No.
But my parents
We didn't have YouTube.
But my parents did buy me a little rowboat from Kmart.
Yep.
I mean, that was like it. I still remember, Lisa, walking into Kmart and the sporting section was right there to the left, sporting goods, and I would just make a beeline to it. So, okay. You know, I've got something for you, honey. I've got tired of, you know, being blown around the lake in my rowboat. So I made you can call it an anchor, a Clorox bottle. That's right.
And this is not an ad for Clorox.
No. And it's full of sand, you can see. So I took sand out of my little brother's sandbox, and I took some clothesline, and I kind of measured it, and I thought it was deep enough to secure my rowboat on the bottom. So I tied the clothesline to the Clorox bottle, and I walked down to the lake in our neighborhood, secured this to the rowboat, and I thought, oh, I have enough line for an anchor. I mean, this is gonna be solid. So I rowed out in the middle of the lake, and Lisa, when I threw this homemade anchor overboard, I promise you, it was that far off the bottom. I remember looking down going, Ed, you idiot. You measured wrong. And then to my shock and horror, all the sand started dissipating. And then the winds hit and blew me all over the lake.
E for effort.
Yeah, E for effort. I know in life, because I've tried it before and I know so have you, we seek to anchor ourselves, yet many people are using just clotheslines and Clorox bottles to anchor their lives. Yet, we have a hole in our soul. We need Jesus. We need the anchor of Jesus that's solid. Yet, we kind of make these homemade anchors, whether it's, I don't know, what would you say? Pleasure, power, what else?
Lots of things. Social media, getting yourself a platform, popularity, if you're a student, you know, being in the in crowd, or maybe it's money, or
yeah.
I don't know, whatever it is. Maybe it's having a family. Maybe you're single and it's the ultimate goal is to be married. And you think that's going to be the thing that keeps me steady and keeps me afloat. And when that storm hits, when you get that windblown hair, you're going to know. It's not enough. The only anchor that can fit the hole in our heart is Jesus.
That's it.
And as Ed and I guess just a caveat here, The day that Lee Beth passed away, we had a decision to make. Were we going to just sink back into ourselves and, I hate to say wallow, but just soak in our own self-pity because of the circumstances that we found ourselves in? Or were we going to cling to that anchor that Jesus had been for our entire lives? From the day that we trusted him and he became our anchor, were we going to hold steady to that? Because he is the only thing that could keep us afloat. Our lives were going all over the place. But at that moment, that day, now I'm not saying we've not had days of highs and lows and tears and questions and whys and all of those different things. But we know our anchor is credible because our anchor is Jesus. We have a credible Savior, a credible anchor only found in him. No faux anchor, no pseudo anchor, only the anchor of Jesus.
Yeah, look at this anchor compared to that one. This is the real deal. And of course, you put the rope or the cable here, and this is the shank, and those are the flukes. And a good anchor bites into the bottom, let's say in this example of the ocean. So if you throw your anchor in sand, it's not going to bode well for you. And that's why Jesus talked about a couple of builders. He said, if you build your life on sand, or you could say in this context, this anchor on the sand, when the rogue waves hit, when the storms strike,
it won't bite.
No, it won't bite. However, Lisa, when we put this in the rock, which is Jesus Christ, the rock, then it holds.
Yeah.
Then no matter what comes our way, even divorce, even depression, even death, even despondency, no matter what it is, the anchor holds. Because as my friend who's a captain told me about an anchor one day, he said, Ed, the harder it blows, the deeper it goes.
That's right. Hebrews 6:19 has been such a special verse for us. It says, we have this hope and as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Say firm.
Firm.
Secure.
Secure.
That's the anchor of Christ. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. And we'll kind of unpack that.
Yeah, now that's interesting because I'm reading from the book, and Lisa's reading from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews, I believe, was written by the Apostle Paul. No one knows for sure, but it sounds like a Pauline type writing. Paul was writing this letter, obviously to Hebrews,
yes,
to Jews, and the Jews were under persecution. That's a shocker, isn't it? Because many had come to Christ, and due to the persecution, being bullied and messed around and all that, they were drifting. They wanted to kind of drift back into Judaism. So his audience had that background, yeah, of the Jewish tabernacle and temple.
That's right. And so the veil was the Holy of Holies. And so the Jews were slipping back. They were sliding back. And what they were forgetting is that they had access, direct access to the Father. So the anchor holds us firmly.
And the Bible says the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. In other words, the most intimate place where the Ark of the Covenant was, et cetera, they would do all of the animal sacrifices. Of course, Jesus is the ultimate sacrifice. We are literally connected, is that incredible, to the very presence of God. That's where the anchor is. And you know, Lisa, I was, on the front row during this amazing time of worship, and I was thinking about Lee Beth always sat right there, always. And I was just thinking about that, and I was getting kind of emotional. And I know, of course, our family is here, EJ and Jess, and Brad and Landra, Sam and Laurie, and your sister, Laurie, is here also. And I know Lee Beth's best friend, Amanda, is right there. And you know, Lee Beth sat there and worshiped for decades, right there in that seat. Now, though, She is literally sitting next to Jesus, because the Bible says when we become followers of Christ, we're literally seated next to Jesus. And as God the Father looks at us, he sees the righteousness of Christ. So, I mean, what a seat she has.
That's exactly right.
As she worships.
So not only is the anchor credible, but it's compatible. The weight of an anchor is measured to fit the size of the vessel. We have a little flats boat that Ed likes to go fishing.
I love this boat. It's in 2010 Hell's Bay Marquesa.
That's right.
90 horsepower in the back. That thing will run like a scalded dog.
It's about as big as that door. It's not even as big as that doorway. It's
well,
very, very
I love
small.
The boat. You can make fun of it, but
that's right.
I love it.
And it has an anchor. It has an anchor, which steadies Ed and I when we're in that boat. But that anchor would be highly insufficient for a cruise ship. It wouldn't work. The anchor of Jesus is completely compatible with the weight of the sin of our lives. Mm-hmm. He's perfectly matched us with him as the anchor.
You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. You're halfway through today's incredible message, Being Seaworthy, and we hope it's been an inspirational part of your day. As we pause for a moment, we want to thank you for joining us and for your continued support. This ministry, focused on sharing the gospel, is possible because of listeners like you. And if today's message has helped you, consider supporting us. Your contributions, no matter the size, help us continue spreading God's word and bring hope to many. Visit edyoung.com to learn how you can make a difference, to show our appreciation to our faithful supporters, and to help you in your walk with Christ. We have a free copy of Pastor Ed and Lisa Young's book, The Creative Marriage. To receive your free copy, visit edyoung.com. Thank you for your support. Together, we will continue to see lives change for Jesus. Now, let's continue with today's message. You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
And you know, an anchor holds a vessel, Lisa, in place. It gives it balance. It gives it stability. And also, too, something about an anchor that I've learned, and check this out, it actually maintains our progress. You might be going,
that's interesting.
What do you mean? How can you progress when you've thrown the anchor overboard? Well, you bring the anchor in, and you set your course. Let's say, for example, you're somewhere in the ocean, and you're going to a particular, let's say, island, a storm blows in, you put the anchor out, you drop the anchor. The storm subsides, then what do? Pull the anchor in and make your way toward the island. If you didn't have an anchor, when the storms strike, and the Bible's very open about this, they will strike, you're going to get blown back and blown off course and never discover the focus and the power of the anchor. So we're made, again, with a hole in our soul, a hole in our craft, and we need desperately the anchor of Jesus, not just a bunch of clotheslines and Clorox bottles.
And Jesus offers us grace.
Yes,
grace is such a beautiful picture. It's grace is something we don't deserve. I mean, we deserve to be punished for our sin, but yet Jesus took our punishment upon himself, and through his grace and mercy has not only secured our eternity, but given us the hope that he is with us as we walk through anything that we're going through. And perhaps you, likely best, some in this audience, I don't know the various pain quotients, the pain levels that you're experiencing, but perhaps you're involved in something and there's a lot of shame. Our daughter, Lee Beth, struggled with addiction. She struggled with anxiety and depression. And that was a very dark thing for her. But God offers his grace to you right where you are right now.
Yes, he does.
You don't have to clean up. You don't have to clean up and get it all together. He meets you right where you are. That is his grace. That's his grace. And when Lebeth was in rehab in South Texas, the place where she was by the ocean. And it was actually on the Intercoastal Waterway. And we would get to talk to her once a week. And she would tell us that she would look out of over the ocean and just think about what it would be like to just be with us. And Ed...
because we love the mountains.
We love the mountain, but we love the ocean.
We really love the ocean.
And so Ed paints and does art, and he painted a boat for her that she could imagine that she is on that boat, on that vessel, sailing toward us, but more than anything, sailing toward healing and wholeness. And I think we have a picture of the painting that Ed did for her. That's the actual painting. And the name of the boat is Grace. And we're just going to take an opportunity, Ed, for you to read the letter that you wrote her.
Okay. I said, Lebeth, you are like that beautiful fishing boat I painted. Beautiful, expensive, paid for by Jesus. Strong and powerful. Grace keeps you afloat now and forever. As you face the seas, run right into the waves and winds to discover the adventure he has for you. It's all about grace. I miss you and love you. And I'm saving some sharks for you because we sharkfish together.
And I
love Dad.
And I think that is a letter that God is writing to you, that he loves you. He wants you to charge into that wind, the pain that you're going through, knowing that because he's the anchor that's perfectly compatible with you, that you will make it through.
And you know, Lisa, a boat, especially in the ocean, you would never think about taking any sort of journey without an anchor. That would be supremely dangerous. We have a confidence, Lisa, when we have an anchor on board. And of course, the anchor is our blessed Savior. It's interesting when you read this text, I don't have time to get into the verses before and after the text in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. It, though, discusses the promises of God. When we're going through a storm, or anything in life for that matter, we have to understand there are over 7,487 promises. Are you ready for that? From God to man. You might be thinking, well, Ed, did you count those? No. Dr. Everick R. Storms from Ontario actually counted those. He was probably an accountant as well. So there's 7,400 promises, check this out now, from God to man.
More than 7,400.
Well, there's more than that, but that's what he counted. In fact, there's 8,800 promises in the Bible, but I don't want to get too specific. So you think about those promises, Lisa, and there's always a promise for what we're going through. But nine promises, only nine, were from the devil himself.
And you can't trust any of those.
No.
None of them.
So just think about it. We have 7,487 promises of God. That brings and gives me confidence. That brings and gives me confidence to know no matter what the elements. I mean, the satellite could look like guacamole. You know, the radar. That's kind of boat terminology, you know, that means storms and crazy stuff. And God is going to give me that strength. He's going to provide that heaviness, that weight, that anchor to see me through.
That's right. Hebrews 10, 35 through 36. I love this. It says, so do not throw away your confidence. When you're in pain, you tend to just think, nobody knows what I'm going through. Nobody has experienced this. Jesus has experienced the greatest pain ever, so he identifies with your pain. But there are others who can understand your pain. So isolation is the worst thing you could do. You need to be confident in the fact that Jesus will walk with you. Do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere. I mean, that's just a straight up word. Whatever you're going through right now, I want to tell you, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised.
But honey, you can't persevere alone.
No.
We have the presence of God. Yeah. We have the promises of God. We're connected to the rock. Our anchor's on the rock, and the rock is Jesus. Yet we have to understand we're also connected because the hope is in the rope, right? We're also connected to the church.
That's right.
Which is a massive cruise ship. One of the earliest signs of Christianity is that of an anchor.
That's right.
And if you ever go to the catacombs in the Middle East, there are over 66 renderings from the second and third century of
an anchor. Of an anchor. So let this be your symbol. And if you're not connected, if you're feeling lonely and isolated and you've lost your confidence, now's the time to connect. Again, that veil was torn. There was no longer a blockade that kept anyone from the presence of God. When Jesus died on the cross and when he rose again, the veil was torn and heaven opened, and we have access to Father God, the God of the universe. And I love how Job describes it. You know, Job was a man who knew God, but at the end of his life, he goes, I knew about you, but you are so much bigger than I ever dreamed.
Yes.
So much bigger. And we can be connected to him and to the church in community. And just as a testimony, sometimes you might feel like, wow, these promises, are they really real? Testimonies are the best thing because people can say, this is what happened, this is what God did. For Ed and I, this is what happened, and this is what God did. He has walked with us through it all. And the power of the local church has meant more to us than we could ever say. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I always tell people we're pastors. We're supposed to promote the church, yes. But I'm the product of the local church. My parents were faithful in taking my sister and I weekly to the house of God so that we could be brought up in his way. And so I'm not saying this as the pastor's wife. I'm saying this as Lisa Lee. That was my maiden name. The little church girl who knows it works. That's what I'll say.
So, honey, what we're talking about is being C-worthy. Everything we talked about begins with the C: credibility, compatibility, confidence, and connection. Those principles will make us C-worthy. So, I've got to ask you, what is your anchor? If you're relying on yourself, if you're relying on being a good person, if you're relying on being religious and keeping your nose clean, your anchor is clotheslines and Clorox bottles. It's not gonna work. Because none of us is good enough, but God is great enough and his grace is sufficient. So I just pray that you trash this anchor, that you say, you know what? That's my life. That's my sin. I turn from my sin, and I want to receive the anchor of Jesus Christ in my life. Because the only reason we're seaworthy is because of the power of the anchor.
Thank you for being with us today on The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We hope this message has helped you discover the anchor for your soul and given you some comfort in your storm. Your support is so important in helping us share the gospel of Jesus with a hurting world. If you'd like to be a part of what God is doing through this ministry, visit edyoung.com. As a token of our appreciation to our faithful supporters, we're offering you a free copy of The Creative Marriage by Pastor Ed and Lisa Young. If you'd like to be a part of what God is doing through this ministry and get your copy today, visit edyoung.com. Join us next time as Pastor Ed continues our series, A Path Through Pain, where we'll explore surrendering our pain to God for his purposes. Stay connected with us at edyoung.com for more great content and ways for you to be a part of what God is doing through the Creative Connection. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.